How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So many of you will remember that last week I created an episode on underrated hacks to grow on Instagram. And for those of you that did listen to that episode, it was essentially an episode where I shared some underrated hacks to grow on Instagram. But these weren't hacks like follow, unfollow, or the stupid things that many creators will tell you to do in order to attempt to grow a following quickly. They were just subconscious shifts that you should be creating into and turning into habits and implementing into your daily social media strategy. And I said I was going to turn it into pretty much a part series, and this is the next part to that series. I'm going to share 3 more underrated hacks to grow on Instagram, and like with last week's episode, these will continue to be points that you should just start implementing into your day-to-day strategy regardless of what you do. They're not going to help you grow instantly overnight, or they're not silly little tactics that may work now and not again. They're things that can be, that can stand the test of time, essentially. So without any further ado, let's dive into tip number 1. And this is one for you guys that are in the beginning stages of your Instagram journey. Let's say you're aspiring to reach those first 1,000 followers on the platform. So throughout that period, it's good to know that you are unknown to pretty much everybody on the platform. You haven't posted any content before. Nobody knows who you are or what you do. So you can't expect to just post content and people to simply stumble across your page. It's very unlikely that that's going to happen. Is it impossible? No, Reels have made that possible. But very early on, you should be relying on larger accounts for eyeballs to get those initial followers on your page. When I first started out, this is a strategy that I relied heavily on, and it becomes a part of your engagement strategy, essentially. Engaging with larger followers on the platform to become known within your niche is really, really important. And the better the engagement you leave, the more valuable the piece of engagement you leave, the more likely that people are going to be recognizing you within the comment section as somebody that provides further value to this niche or to this creator, to that person's audience. And the creator themselves may begin to realize as well, and you then have the potential to be pinned as the top comment on that post. Now, if this person has 100,000 followers or 50,000 followers, it doesn't matter how many followers they have, just a significant amount more than you, and they are somebody that is seen as an authority within the niche that you post in, then you have a lot of potential eyeballs now that could be seeing your comment because you are pinned at the top. Every person that goes to the comment section on that post is potentially going to read your comment first. And this was a strategy that I used a lot, and I continue to tell people to do, because it's just a very easy way to get eyeballs on your page. And at first it may not give you the return that you expect it to, but over time, as you continue to do it and you begin to become recognized, people are going to start to think, oh, who is this person? They provide a lot of value. Let me go over to their page and see what they're talking about. And that's how you then build up the following yourself. And that's simply because you are providing value on other people's pages, particularly those larger accounts, until you begin to gain that organic traction yourself. So tip number 1, rely on those larger accounts for eyeballs until you do reach that higher follower account yourself, where you begin to get that organic reach on your own. So tip number 2, find out what makes you unique as a creator and let everybody else know about it. You will see that there is a shift in social media, or there has been a shift in social media recently, where people are finding their very own unique lanes, and they're almost coining these personalities that they build for themselves. And if people begin to copy what they do, people begin to essentially relate those copycats to the original creator, and these people haven't really then been unique, and that they suffer because of it. So if you find out something that makes you unique or makes you stand out from the crowd, you need to push this. You need to let everybody else know about this, because this is something that you can become incredibly well known for. And when you become incredibly well known for a specific thing, or for something that makes you incredibly unique, that's when you begin to stand out. And when you begin to stand out and people begin to recognize that thing over and over and over again, you become far more memorable as a creator. If you are just blending in with everybody else and just doing the same thing as what everybody else does, whenever somebody views your piece of content, they're going to look at it and go, this is just the same thing I've been consuming over and over again. So the piece of content, yeah, they may like it, but they're never going to remember it, or they're never going to, if it's the first time they're seeing it, they're never going to look at it and go, oh, this person's different, let me see what they're about and go over to their page. Whereas if you do find something that makes you unique and you run with this and you continue to implement that into all the content that you create, then people will begin to recognize that. And for those that come across your content for the first time, or maybe the second time, third time, if you're on Reels, because of how the algorithm works, if you engage with content or watch content over through long periods of watch time, the algorithm recognizes that. And if they don't follow you in the first place, they may be shown another piece of your content again in the future. That second time around, they're going to begin to recognize your content because your uniqueness in the initial piece of content they saw stood out. And that's when they may then come and follow you, because of the fact that you were unique and tried something new. So if you are currently just trying to copy everybody else, or trying to feel as if you fit in, stop. Find something that makes you unique, because it's that uniqueness that does make you stand out from the crowd. Now, it doesn't have to be something completely new or completely random. You don't have to completely reinvent the wheel. Just do something better. Try and find something and add your own little twist on it and make that your unique thing. Because when you do that, people recognize you, people remember you, and people will respect you for it. And that's how you stand out within the niche you create content within, and that's how you're going to grow a larger following. Now, moving on to the final point I want to mention. This one's pretty obvious, but I'm surprised there's still some people that don't do it, or they aren't consciously attempting to do it. And that's simply that you need to always keep an eye on trends. Reels are something that you should be looking at and realizing, oh, okay, that creator is maybe using that sound in their background, or we have a little skit that everybody seems to be adding their own twist on, or they're just noticing trends of things that are happening. And trends are something that, as a creator early on in your journey, or wherever you may be in your journey, if you can get on them quick and get on them when they're on the rise, it's easy views, it's easy engagement, it's easy eyeballs on your page. So as a creator, if you're not looking out for these trends and you're not jumping on these trends when they arise, you're missing out on a huge, huge number of views that you could be experiencing. So it just needs to become a subconscious part of your strategy. You need to be noting or taking note of something when you see it. Oh, this is something that everybody seems to be doing, or this is a sound I keep hearing time and time again. How can I add my own twist on this? How quickly can I go away and create a piece of content? Or if there's an update on a certain platform within your niche, how quickly can you jump on that news and react? Reactive marketing. It's one of the most common, most historic ways of marketing, being quick to something, jumping on a trend. Everybody needs to be doing it. And it's just a simple thing that content creators should be doing if you're good at what you do. So I don't want to ramble on for that point any longer. It's pretty simple. Just always keep an eye on trends. Model what works. Don't copy word for word or skit for skit. add your own little twist on it, make it more entertaining, make it more valuable, make it your own, and it will perform far beyond what you could have imagined simply because you're jumping on a trend at the right time. So those are three more underrated hacks to grow on Instagram. So let's quickly recap. Number one, rely on larger accounts for eyeballs until you reach that point where you're gaining organic reach yourself. Point number two, find out what makes you unique and let everybody else know about it. Run with it, embrace it. Then point number three, always keep an eye on trends. Model what works, don't copy others, but jump on those trends when you can see that they are thriving. Now, start implementing. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive, I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in and I will see you in the next one.